Welcome back to another episode of The Unathletics. Yes, I'm keeping the name.
We wasn't opposed to it. Go ahead, I guess.
All right, thank you. Today we're going to talk about multiple subjects and multiple things, multiple different areas.
Can I start off by saying...
I wasn't done.
Listen, my fault.
I wasn't done.
Go ahead.
All right.
I wanted to get it off my chest, but go ahead.
All right. First, I need the ad lib. Somebody, I don't know who. Somebody. Okay. All right. Hold on. Y'all go. Not yet. Not. Hold on. We is on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, sir.
We is on Spotify.
Okay.
We is on Pandora.
All right. Okay.
We is on SoundCloud.
Right.
And we is on...
Did you get the premium? That's the question.
Nah, not yet. I ain't charging nobody.
I got it.
We ain't consistent.
The thing is, SoundCloud gives you, like, the max. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Also, we is on YouTube.
All right.
All right.
You know you could put that on? You know Amazon got podcasts now.
Oh, Amazon. Oh, we also on Amazon. That too.
Yes, sir.
Not yet. We on all platforms. All right, Michael, you need to get off your chest.
No, I need you to understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have watched the Pacers.
Yes, yes.
The Knicks.
Yes, yes.
I'm so disappointed, but I'm glad they made it to the semifinal. But that was upsetting. I saw it. I looked at the score. I was like, man, there's no way. I was like, when I saw it, I was like, Jalen Brunson, left fracture in his hand. Oh, yeah, the team is cooked.
Yeah, nah,
everybody on that team got injured throughout the whole entire playoffs. And I was just like, damn.
Yeah.
That sucks. And I'm going to tell y'all the score, right? Since I got the real app, right? So the final score was 130-109.
Ooh.
Crazy.
That's outrageous.
See, when I saw the half, right? They was down by 17. Towards the third quarter, they was coming back.
Of course.
I saw 109 to like 110. I was like, oh, they're coming. They still stuck at 109, and it was 130. I was like, no. I was like, yeah, it was kind of over for the Nets. I'm not going to hold you.
TJ's profile picture is the exact.
I'm sorry, TJ. Remember, TJ don't watch sports. But yeah, that hurt everyone in New York feelings. Except TJ.
Bro, I was hurt because everybody that was on the Knicks rotation was hurt, bro. And then they put out the bench warmer. They still got cooked. I was like, no. I was like, yeah. Listen. We got him next year. We going to get him next year.
I refuse to become the Cowboys. We got him any year. Anyway.
What are we talking about? Basketball.
1 second, I'll be back.
All right.
We were talking about basketball.
Right.
Where did the Cowboys come from?
Yeah, my fault.
No, because the New York Knicks are the Cowboys of the NBA.
All right. Let's jump into our first topic. As many people that actually view this podcast is in, New York. What could you do with $10? You got $10 from your mama. And you going to the deli before going to school, what you getting?
Now, the question is, what year are we in? Exactly.
Because if we
back in at least 2009 and 2010, we could get at least five to six things from the corner store.
That's a fact.
With $10.
I'll say y'all high school years. $10, high school years.
We only could get at least... two or three things.
What's your goal?
It's not four. It was stretching it.
Oh, at the deli. I didn't go to the deli in high school. I went straight to that food truck.
Of course you did,
DJ. Of course he did. He's so bougie. My fault.
You got a bougie brother. What are you doing?
When Dylan didn't go to school, I go right to the food truck. Get my food, and that'll be my food for the rest of the day.
All right.
Your brother is outing you, sir.
Yeah, my fault. But what you getting with $10 from the deli from high school is? Cause I know my thing. I know with $10 I'm getting a bacon, egg, and cheese. That's $4 for some reason.
No, it was like three. Well, it depends. $4 was on a hero, and $3 was on the roll.
Nah, that gotta be from when you was in high school. $4 for a hero for bacon, egg, and cheese? Oh, please.
Yes.
No, absolutely not. Bacon, egg, and cheese's hero had to be $6-$7. Hero, even growing up.
Why would you have a hero of a bacon, egg, and cheese?
Because you want a heart attack.
Maybe he was hungry. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe
he was hungry. Like, I had to get it from my dad. Rest in peace to my good sir.
Yeah, rest
in peace. Had to get it from my dad. Because my dad wanted a hero of bacon, egg, and cheese.
Alright, my fault.
But, what do
you want me to do, DJ? Alright,
my fault. That's like three more rolls.
I'm saying.
You have three small rolls.
TJ back. Alright, yo, TJ.
I'm back. Yes.
Quick question for you, right?
Yeah.
With $10, right? What would you get from the corner store?
Back in the high school years,
I would definitely, yeah. Like, what time is it right now?
Early. You about to go to school. You have to hop in the deli.
Like, in the morning.
I'll get a bacon, egg, and cheese and an Arizona, and that's about it, probably.
For $10?
Yeah.
That's only if you have, like, change left over, if it wasn't inexpensive.
Hold on. No chips?
I'll save the rest. Who eats bacon, egg, and cheese with chips?
Alright, what about the gum? You gotta get some gum, because the bacon, egg, and cheese, you know.
Really, why is a gum necessity?
Nah, because you get the... Because my order was bacon, egg, and cheese, some water, maybe a Fanta, maybe a Sprite. Need some watermelon gum.
Who drinks soda early in the morning?
It was high school.
You drink water and a Sprite, both?
Soda in the morning, but water for the rest of the day.
Gotcha.
Feel you. Are you getting gum? I'm getting a honey bun on top of that. The iced.
What type of fat?
And then I need Airhead Stripes. Them Airhead Stripes? The berry version?
For $10?
That's what I'm saying.
Back in the high school years? For sure.
I don't think so. Let's see, bacon, egg, and cheese, that's already like, what, $4.50, $5.50 now?
Nah, we saying high school years. That's at least $4. I'm getting that for $3.54, because I'm getting it from the Spanish. So they charge me $3.54.
Okay. It depends. Are you getting it? So he gets it on a roll.
I get it on a roll.
You gotta say bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll.
Bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll.
That's $3.
All right, the soda about $1.50. It's not. It wasn't $2.50 yet, but it was $1.50back then.
It was $1.50 back then.
The candy, I would say, I think was $1.25.
No, it either had to still be 50 cents or a dollar.
Nah, not when I was going to high school, Michael. Yeah.
No, and back then I was getting it for like 50 cents to a dollar.
They loved you, Michael. Because they loved you. They knew you was coming in every day.
What?
My fault.
I even go to the store half of the time. And half of the time when I do go to the store, I have to turn my phone in. Because they wasn't allowing us to have our phones in school.
Yeah, my fault.
Oh, yeah, for the first year, we had those dumb phone cards.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, for me, they didn't have the cards until later.
Because
I had to put mine in the store, and they give us, like, this ticket shit. So we have to, go into the thing and get stuff. Listen, Dylan, you gotta understand. Your ad revenue is not gonna hurt itself.
If I ever get some, If we ever get some.
It's not gonna hurt. It's okay. It's not gonna hurt.
At least it's been more than 10 minutes. So, it's like after 1 minute.
No. I think it's within the first 10 minutes you get doxxed.
No, it's not. It's after one minute.
Anyway.
It's after a minute, you smarty. Analytics. No, let's not talk about it. But yeah, I had to turn my phone in. Mm-hmm. In the store. We didn't get it until like before I left. Uh-huh. So, I mean, after I left. So it was about like a year and a half. And I didn't come back until like, when was it? 2019?
Yeah, because of the hamburger.
Yeah, 2019.
Because of the hamburger. Fun times. Fun times. That's what it's called, Michael. Don't be mad at me for knowing what it's called.
No, Dylan. No, Dylan. It's not. It's not.
All right. My fault. This next topic is a quiz. I didn't talk to him before then, but TJ, I'm gonna need your camera on.
Why?
Because it's for this segment.
Fine. 1 second.
Alright.
You know, TJ don't like getting off.
Nah. That's why I'm TJ glad it was like.
TJ just sitting there, just like, why do I have to turn this on?
Because he's the like, only.
Cause my hair is a mess right now. Hold on.
When we care about hair, you gonna go bald anyway.
TJ is not going bald.
Nah.
Unless he gets his hair done, he's not gonna go bald.
Michael, you're bald.
See, I cut my hair. Are you think I'm wearing a durag right now?
I don't know. It's too late to get waves for you.
Can't even see me. Oh my god, my camera's so bad.
Your camera's not even on.
Like, we can't.
Are you pre-tested before you turned it on?
Yeah, I'm testing it.
Oh god. Are you in dark? That's what that is.
Are you?
No.
In night of shining armor, like.
It's gonna happen. I guess. There you go. Hello.
All right, that'll do.
You're home. Okay.
All right.
You're home.
Yeah.
So.
He's in my room on my podium.
Wrong.
That's tough.
You're wrong.
So that's tough.
He's in my station.
All right, so TJ, out of all of us, is still in college for good reason, studying for whatever, I don't know. Now, we are going to do Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader Math Edition.
Oh my god, why are we doing this?
I don't know.
Because he's still in college. I got to see if college teaching him. So I got math.
Didn't we all graduated from
school
at one point?
What happened?
Do I get scrap paper?
If you have, sure, but I hope you don't need scrap paper for elementary school questions.
Okay, I really
hope not, TJ.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt, but to have scrap paper.
Michael, you're not helping yourself.
Doesn't matter. You think I want to learn?
Anyway, TJ, what makes a square a square? This is from first grade.
What makes a square a square?
Yeah, it's for first grade.
It has four sides. And it's equal sides. All the sides, yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, second grade. If your mom buys 52 grapes, not my fault.
Okay.
And your dad brings home 34 grapes. How many grapes does your family have? This is from second grade.
How many did he bring? Or how many were bought?
52 and 34. 52, dad brought 34. Mom bought 52 at first. Dad brings home another 34. I don't know where they're getting these grapes from.
Okay. 86.
For sure.
I'm gonna say, TJ, if that's not a mental math and a half and not scrap paper, I'm going to.
Ooh, this is a good one. This is third grade. How many grams are in 1,000 milligrams? Kilograms.
In 1,000?
1,000. You're in college.
Well, there's.
So, come on.
I don't have to pay attention. I know a kilo is 1,000, so 1,000 times 1,000 is something. I don't know what that is.
You guys kidding me?
Do you want scrap paper? You want to go find yourself some scrap paper?
Let me get some scrap paper real quick.
Alright, he gonna take off his.
Do I have scrap paper near me? Oh, I have some paper here. This works. I had a pencil somewhere. Where was it?
Good luck.
Okay. Here we go.
Alright.
1,000. Uh-huh. Well, while y'all focus on that, I'm going to look at the scoreboard for...
Tell me what happened with Denver.
Denver Nuggets. Right now, the Timberwolves is up by one.
Mm.
And it's only the first... I got Jokic over. Screw it.
I got Jokic, because Jokic looked mad in the last game. He stood up.
He was pissed. I'm like, why?
You don't want to mess with a mean fat man.
Bro, that's the mean Joker.
Yeah.
Bro, this is the one first time. Million. This is
Oh, wait, 1 million?
Yeah.
For sure. I'm
sure you're right on.
This is fourth grade. The interior angles of a triangle always sums up to
180.
Fifth grade. Ooh. Okay. 34 times 20.
Scrap paper.
Tough.
Listen, he has to figure it out.
I should have done this with Michael. Michael would never know these answers.
Dylan, I will hurt you.
I'm just saying.
You won't leave me alone. You won't leave me alone.
680. Thank you.
Of course. All right.
He
wanted it.
Showed his work. He's smarter than a fifth grader.
Bro, why showing proof?
Go to college, kid.
You're already smart.
Thank you.
Sir, I just graduated from Job Corps Academy. That is more school enough than it needs to be.
Michael, do you want to do a set of questions?
No, I don't want to do a
set of questions. Sounds like he wanted to do a set of questions.
He sounds like he wants to do a set of questions, Michael.
I will leave.
34 times 20, 680 or 640.
680.
No, Michael, come on. All right, my fault. I didn't want to challenge your intelligence like that. My bad.
Can you see that?
But Michael, what was your favorite subject?
Yeah, you're right.
I'll give you some you're based off your favorite subject.
Because if I tell you it was math, you won't ask me math questions.
And you won't know. For sure. What about history?
My brain can't think that far.
What about English?
Turn off my camera now.
Why don't we just play Trivial Pursuit?
Oh, we ain't got that.
Literally.
Oh, yeah. My fault.
Don't TJ have Jack?
I have Jackbox, yeah.
Oh, I do have a different set of questions for a simple thing. What?
Remember, we're doing this for an hour.
My fault. What do you think homeless people know what day it is?
I will not answer that question.
I'm not touching that question either.
Why not?
That is so random.
But like...
Probably not.
Thank you, TJ. But
you need to keep your camera on because I feel like I'm by myself with this buffoon.
But let's think about it. If you're homeless, right, you most likely don't have a phone, and people avoid you. And your day's the same no matter where you go, because you're homeless or you're on the train. So technically, your days are the same. So you wouldn't know what day it was.
You have a point, but like, you know, there's 365 days. You know when it's Christmas and you know when it's New Year's. All you have to do is just
check when it's cold and check your yearly count.
Nah, you could know the month. You probably don't know the day.
Yeah, it'd be impossible.
Yeah.
What?
Gets cold. It's December. Okay. It gets semi-warm. It's spring. Anyway, what is your top school lunch food? Skip over that. What is your top school lunch food? What's
pizza bagel?
Ew.
It would have been the pizza bagels, if not beef patties.
Did they ever get beef patties?
Yeah.
They did.
Weren't they cold and hard rock?
No. It was like... No! The aluminum foil hamburger cheeseburgers. That's the one I remember. The aluminum foil cheeseburgers and the chicken sandwiches.
Nah, the chicken sandwiches do hit, though. They give you that ketchup.
And then they had the grilled cheeses also. I was like...
You know it's a good day when you got the chicken sandwich, the Yoo-hoo milk, and some ketchup. Ooh.
Gee, my stomach was like, no chocolate milk. Because I used to drink chocolate milk until my stomach said, yeah, your body's going to reject this one day. And it did. And I had to fucking use it. And I had to use a bathroom.
I'm concerned about our cousin's health. Are you okay?
Crazy.
That's why I don't eat chocolate stuff. Like, when they ask if I wanted the chocolate from freaking Wendy's, I'll be like, no, that's a bad experience. I had with chocolate milk, and I was like, no.
Mr. Swirly outside. It made me want to get.
But the thing is, I can eat actual chocolate. I just can't have chocolate dairy stuff.
So that's mostly all chocolate.
Wait, Michael.
Never mind. I just thought about it. Chocolate has most dairy stuff in it. I just realized that.
I mean, you can eat cocoa beans if you want. That's chocolate in its raw form.
And in its purest form, yeah. Without any, like, it'd be like milk chocolate.
Milk, no.
I can eat dark chocolate, right? Because it doesn't have, like,
why are you looking at us confused? Like, we know, Michael.
What's a Google search to have?
Like, what? Like, we know what you're allergic to like that.
I'm not allergic to it. I just...
You lactose. Like, anyway.
I mean, I'm not lactose. I'm not,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, you're good.
It's just like, ugh.
No, you're good.
Anyway, TJ, what's your...
These are the questions I'd rather have be asked and not look stupid.
Michael, you can have dark chocolate. Relax. All right.
Okay.
TJ, what's your top lunch food?
My damn question.
Top what?
What's your top lunch food from school lunch? If you walking in, like you heard they got this going on, and you excited to get to lunch.
That's a good question. I gotta think. My last senior year, I didn't even like eat school lunch. Like I just went to lunch and then didn't even eat. I just waited till I got home. But let's see if I can think that far back.
Wasn't that far.
It was that far. I like the ices. The ices were fire.
Oh yeah, the ices were
fire. Ones in the cup.
The cup ices.
Nah, them cup ices were different.
Oh, I like the cup ices that have like the actual fruits in them. I actually like them.
Yes. That's the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah, but did y'all like them frozen or would you want them melted? Because I actually enjoyed when they were actually melted and they weren't just
like
icy.
Frozen. And you remember the juices that used to come frozen? That used to be frozen, that used to be good. Remember the juice be like half frozen, like the apple juices? I was like, yes.
Yeah. You know?
Oh, no. Remember the ices that were in like in a triangle? We eat them? They were in like.
You're showing your age a little bit.
He ain't that old.
DJ, back him up. Y'all the same age. What's the triangle ices?
Yeah, it was the frozen ice.
It was like the I forgot. It was Minute Maid.
Yeah.
It was the Minute Maid ices that they used to serve back then.
Yeah, they were good.
My God.
They don't serve it anymore. They don't serve it anymore, but the Dole fruit cups that they used to have, they used to serve the kids.
I used to like the pears. Pear ones were good.
Oh, yeah, no, the pear ones were
good. The pear ones was good. I like the peach ones. Whatever they would serve the peach ones. Those big little peach.
I was thinking of the pineapple.
Ew.
For some reason, as a kid, I didn't really like pineapples until I got older and was like, yeah, I think I like pineapples.
Cause apes together strong.
I think I've somehow like developed an allergy to peaches somehow last year.
Oof.
I don't know what happened, just can't eat peaches at all.
Peaches.
Well, if you can't like the carrots,
I got some of those like peach, like, you know, like the fruit cups. I got some of those, and then I ate them. Like the first one was fine, and then the second one, I just had like the worst headache afterwards, like for like 3 days, and I was like, that's just a coincidence. And then I got home, and I ate another one, and I had the same exact thing happen. I was just like, uh-oh.
I think I'm allergic to this.
Nah, that's,
I mean, you could go to the doctor and get that checked out to see if you have a predominant allergy to peaches, but it could be that very specifically that's making your allergy like break out like that.
Could just be a mild one.
Yeah, it's probably a mild one. Because he didn't have hives, unless you
didn't.
He
didn't have like, oh, I need an EpiPen. Mm-hmm. It's just probably just mild. But for DJ, on the other hand, DJ, are you still allergic to strawberries? I know you can't have strawberries.
I'm the same thing with TJ. I just get a headache. As soon as go to sleep, I'm straight.
Oh, then it's a mild thing for you when it comes to strawberries. Yeah. That's why you don't eat them. Okay. And that makes sense.
Yeah. No. That's fair. Alright. So, I was watching some old videos recently, and Afro Senju, of course, popped up.
Listen, I need you to understand. That man, Afro Senju, is a lucky mofo.
Oh.
He is a lucky mofo, because what had happened to him was insane.
Oh, yeah, he almost died.
Yeah, my man almost said bye-bye to everyone on Earth.
So I have this tier list up of all the cereals I think we have tried, and we have
done. Oh, we're pulling an Afro. Oh, God.
We're going to make a cereal tier list, and this will probably take 5 minutes.
That means you got to share your screen, sir, since you're making a tier list.
All right. Let me pull that up real quick. Just to make sure, we all agree Cinnamon Toast Crunch is S tier?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Captain Crunch is F tier?
Wait, share your screen, sir. And it depends on which Captain Crunch are we talking about.
Regular Captain Crunch. Yo, them things is hard. What? Come on.
I kind of like them though. I wouldn't say they're F.
Can we put them at? Can we all agree? Can we put them in D?
I would put them in F.
Not F.
That's crazy.
So hold on. Do I press gold? Okay. All right. I'm sharing the screen. Alright, could y'all see my screen?
Maybe cataclysmic.
Alright, so we got double S, A, B, C, D, never had, probably trash, and then regular trash. So
all the cereals. Where's these all the brand cereals come from?
We're not touching those, because I remember the Sugar Wheats. They gave it to me in school. Those are awful.
Okay, TJ, I want you to actually turn in the camera for this, because that... We have to have your reaction.
Oh no, he's eating.
Oh, I'm eating.
All right. So the first cereal that we all tried is Cocoa Puffs, chocolate virgin. Remember when they had the chocolate Cocoa Puffs?
I never tried the chocolate version of Cocoa Puffs. I never had.
Never had. I know me and DJ never had it. My mom never bought it. Reese's Puffs. Oh, I've actually had Reese's Puffs.
Puffs should be an A or S tier, bro.
I like A for Reese's Puffs.
I don't think it's as good as...
We're going with A.
So, what about Trix? Ooh, actually, Trix is like Captain Crunch. It is. Oh, God.
No, it's not.
I feel like I'm biting through metal. Like
Trix is at least a B or an A.
I say C.
I say B.
Did TJ just say F?
No, I haven't had it in a million years. I don't know what it tastes like. I forgot.
All right, I'm going to put... So, we...
Can
B. B. All right.
Okay.
All right, next one.
Cheer. No, you're passing Cookie Crisp.
I've
Cookie
never...
Cookie Crisp should be on top.
I've never had Cookie Crisp.
Never?
You're missing out, sir.
I've never had
Cookie Crisp.
Is good. Yeah, Cookie Crisp is good, sir.
I'm going to put it on...
At least.
But can you get tired of it? Can you eat that every day?
Yeah, no, I can eat that every day. I could. I don't know about y'all.
Because you could eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch every day and not get tired of it.
Yeah, I just don't get tired of it. Cookie, I wasn't getting tired of it, to be honest with you.
We see, Michael. I don't. We see.
Oh, see, I just like cookies, bro.
I'm going to put it A. I'm not going to put it S because I we saved it. All right, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Yeah.
For me.
Not the
especially he put it on probably trash.
Nah. I'm gonna put that on S tier because Honey Nut Cheerios is real good.
I'll be eating the what is the ones that are like they're Cheerios, but they're I think it's whole wheat grain Cheerios.
Mm.
I don't know, they're actually not that bad. All
right. What about Apple Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
That should be in double S.
Apple Cinnamon?
Apple Cinnamon should be in double S.
You know, I'll put it up because I'll put it S. I'll put it where Honey Nut Cheerios is supposed to be. It's not double S, but regular Honey Nut Cheerios. What about Kix? Who's actually had Kix here? I have.
No, I have Kix, I'm putting that in B.
Ooh.
I would put it in B. I would put Kix in B.
You know those like cereals at like breakfast, like at school, where they had like in the little container.
When there's no other good cereal left, and you have to go for Kix. That's why I only put it in D, bro.
It is horrible. We going for Kix. All right. What about Fruity Pebbles? What are we doing with Fruity Pebbles?
I never tried.
I like Fruity Pebbles, but they're too sweet. So I would say B.
Michael, you've never had Fruity Pebbles? Hold on, back up.
No, I haven't. Me and DJ haven't even tried Fruity Pebbles.
I've had it at school. I
have tried the chocolate version of it, but I haven't tried the actual Fruity Pebbles.
I think you could put this in C tier, because I mean it doesn't get soggy in the milk, right?
It does real quick.
Oh, I haven't had it since I was six, so my fault. But
it foggy real quick, like the other cereals that Afro Senju mentioned.
You know what I wish they had on this was the Super Mario cereal from a while back when they came out with that. I would have put that in trash.
No,
I've never had that.
DJ has.
And the thing is, why is Chex Mix cereal here?
Wait, what? Which one?
The Super Mario cereal that I wanted to try and no one ever tried it. Well, at least I never tried it.
Oh, no, he never touched it. He wasted $10.
Are you serious, though? All
right.
Yeah.
Oreos is before me and TJ's time. If we had Dwayne here, he's had it. But I don't think y'all two have had it.
Yes, I have.
I never had.
I just haven't had the golden one.
The golden one.
Oreos.
The Oreos.
It is back in stores. I'm going to try it one day. Anyway, what about where we put in Captain Crunch? I'm putting that D. That's honestly trash.
Is that Oops All Berries or is that
it's Crunch Berries. It's Crunch Berries.
Crunch Berries. Crunch Berries.
Crunch Berries.
Oops All Berries is not that bad. Oops All Berries is not that bad.
It doesn't get soggy in the milk. You know, if you bite it, it feels like you bite metal.
It only gets soggy after two, 3 minutes being in the milk.
Yeah, but you gotta let it sit there like it's some hot food. Nah. So
why would you let it sit? You just eat it.
Cause I'm not trying to eat metal, Michael. I'm not trying to get cavities. I'm gonna put it D tier. I feel like it's like Kix. I feel like lemon Kix. Right next to each other.
Honeycomb? I like honeycomb. Honeycomb is actually not that bad.
All right. What are we doing about Trix?
They are not for kids.
What does that mean? What are you
insinuating
here?
Crazy.
I'm joking. All
right. What are we doing about tricks?
Wait, didn't are there? What's the variant?
Just regular tricks. So then I think tricks berries.
No, they have variants in here.
So this is two. This is berry. The one I got my mouse on is berry, and then this one is regular tricks. This is the regular one. I have this is tricks berries because the tricks berry one has designs on them.
Okay.
So different. So unique.
I feel like the berry one's better because it's sweeter. So it gives you a little bit jump in the morning. I've had the berry one.
Now, I have a question for y'all, right? Have y'all even tried mini wheats?
Yes, frosted mini wheats. Those are so good.
Frosted mini wheats, yeah. Not those that bad.
Nah.
I love those.
You're the one that say nah about mini wheats.
Nah. Cause I put it in the same realm as Chex. I hate Chex. I hate anything that has to be anything like that.
Texture, like.
Oh, my fault. Where are we putting Trix Berry? I've actually had the berry one. It's actually real good.
I've never had it, so I don't know.
I never had it, so I wouldn't even know.
Just DJ? I'll put it on never had.
Trix? No, I put it on D.
So Captain Crushing him?
Yeah. All
right, what about. That's okay. What about Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Double S?
Double S.
The churros are sneaky.
Oh, what about Golden Grahams? I've actually had that in school when it came out.
I never had Golden Grahams, so I wouldn't even know.
Yeah, no.
I'll leave that alone. What about Lucky Charms?
Lucky Charms gotta be like B.
Be
charmed
because I'm not gonna lie to you.
High B, low A.
Because when the freaking marshmallows get soft, I was just like, I don't want to eat this anymore. All
right, see, this is the problem with Lucky Charms. I don't think it tastes good as a cereal. It's better off as chips because it tastes better dry.
Yeah, that's really true. Actually, marshmallows are just better without milk.
Like you could sit there with a box of Lucky Charms on a Saturday morning and just
eat like, it. Yo, what's good? I was like eating cereal. I'm like, without no milk, they're better without milk.
So I'm gonna put it trash because it works better without being, you know, actual cereal.
That's sure.
You can't say. What about frosted? What about Frosted Flakes?
I'd say S.
Frosted Flakes?
Yeah, I like them, man.
Yeah, Frosted Flakes is really good.
I can't lie to you about Frosted Flakes.
Not mostly S.
It should be A.
I'm gonna put
A
it. B. I'm not saying S. Definitely not S.
A or B.
I'd be satisfied with A.
I'm gonna put it A. I'll put it A. Alright. What about Raisin Bran Crunch? We've all had the cereal because we've all went to school.
I mean, I had Raisin Bran, but not the Crunch.
Never had
Raisin
the Crunch.
Raisin Bran was okay, to say the least.
Yeah, Raisin Bran, I would say, is a solid C.
I would say Raisin Bran is a C.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that. Just, so this is regular Raisin Bran.
That's regular Raisin Bran.
So I'm going to grab that. I'll put that C. Yeah.
A C or B. And then...
What about Frosted Krispies?
The Rice Krispies.
Yes.
Bro, I always like popping down, to be honest with you. I always like popping down. I will always put my ear to the bowl and be like, yeah.
I bought some like last That's a new or level maybe of 2 months ago. And
no, you didn't want to be on the Rice Krispies?
I thought they were going to be so good, but they were so bland. They literally taste like nothing at all.
Nothing at all. They were so trash. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. It would be trash because it's just regular Rice Krispies.
You know,
but if I had the Frosted Rice Krispies, it would be not that bad.
So we put it in trash. We gonna put it.
They're more of a
regular. You put Frosted.
Oh, sorry.
That's just the original.
Sorry, my fault. I'll put it trash.
You keep putting the wrong stuff in trash.
My bad. Don't attack me. Okay. Now, what about...
Wait, Pop-Tart cereal existed?
Yeah, we're not talking about that. We don't want diabetes here. Especially not for
but you. I got a question, right?
Go yes, down. Yes. All right, Pops. I'm going down.
Has anybody had Pops?
I've had Pops.
Pop cereal.
I've Pops had are nasty. I've never
had Pops them. Are real good, honestly. I love me some Pops.
I don't know, Dylan. I'm going to have to play devil's advocate.
I don't... do I want to put it at...
You won't have to put that C or D, bro.
I'll put that at C, to be real. Anybody had regular Honey Nut Cheerios with the oats?
What?
With the oats?
With the oats. Honey. All right, my fault. How about Captain Crunch with berries? Berry Captain Crunch.
Oh, oops! All berries.
Yes, sir.
I got a box in my house right now.
I like those better than like the Cap'n Crunch mixed with the berries.
Ooh.
But I also don't. But I don't like love them. So I'd say like B.
Say B. I don't think DJ's had it.
No, I haven't. Wait, what? Oh, those? No, I never had any Cap'n Crunch.
Not even the peanut butter one.
Yep.
Definitely not
the peanut butter. There's a peanut butter one.
Yeah, this peanut butter crunch.
It's the original one.
It's a peanut butter crunch.
It's the original one.
I bet.
I never heard about that.
Peanut butter crunch. Peanut butter crunch is on here. I saw it.
Yeah, okay. It was the original one. Give me 1 second.
It wasn't the original one, DJ. It said peanut butter crunch.
My
bad.
What about
the original one had the stuff on it. Right. French Toast Crunch?
I'm looking at French Toast Crunch. I don't think you can put that ass.
I haven't had it.
I haven't had it in so long.
I haven't had it either.
I haven't had French Toast Crunch.
I'm a
leader. But Cheerios had peanut butter and chocolate.
Who's had Crave? We've all been alive when Crave came out. That was like a big thing for like Crave. 3 years.
And it was all over. They had commercials of it. It was all God. Over.
For like 3 years, Crave... And the Honey Nut Cheerio B was on the TV screen.
It was by Kellogg. It was by Kellogg soon. It's like Crave thing, and it had chocolate in the center. I was like, ooh, this might be good. I tried it, and it wasn't that bad to me. And I actually thought it was pretty good, and I ate it for like at least 2 weeks straight, and I wasn't like disgusted with it.
Straight.
Yes, I ate Crave cereal for 2 weeks straight, and it wasn't that bad.
Like, as every meal?
No, not every meal. Just have it in the morning for, like, 2 weeks straight. And I didn't get tired of it.
Michael.
I didn't get tired of the cereal. What do you want me to do? I'm sorry.
I would put
that in B. I'll put that in B or A.
I'll put Crave B. Who have had the Cheerio cereal? I've never actually had the Cheerio cereal.
I've had. Like I said... It's like a mid B. I just love the crunch.
So, all right. Now look at the B. We have Trix, Captain Crunch, and Crave. Are we putting them over any of? Okay. Now I think that's it for all of what we've had, except the bird, Applejack.
Oh, at least an A.
Applejack's gotta be A.
Applejack's?
Applejack's gotta be A.
Yes.
Applejack's gotta be A. I'm sorry.
It's a nice sweet. I had it this morning, and I was like, I kind of miss Applejack's.
I am cinnamon.
Yes.
Here I am. I mean, I'm cinnamon. I'm sorry. That's all I hear.
You ever mix Fruit Loops and Applejack's together?
Ew.
That sounds good. That sounds sad.
What type of
kind of family we going? What kind of family I'm part of? All right, so we put Applejack's A.
A. A for Applejack's.
All right. Sorry. Then regular Honey Nut Cheerios, the one with the B, is S.
Yes, yeah.
Regular, all right.
Wait, what was an S before?
Yeah, it was the wrong one. My fault. This was the one they give the kids. That's the non-salted, non-sugar version that they give the kids.
Nah.
All right. So double S, no one's touching this tier, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Next is S, regular S. Apple Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Honey Nut Cheerios. Are we?
Who said Apple Cinnamon Toast Crunch was S?
Oh, I've TJ.
Never even had it, but
Michael.
Michael. Mm-hmm. Michael, I've had it once, but I can't tell you. I can't remember.
I've never had it.
Wait, it what? Who's good, called berries?
But I don't know.
No.
Now we talking about apple cinnamon. So we want to put.
I just never had it. I don't know.
Wait, what are we talking about?
We're talking about regular. Yeah, we put it next to Honey Nut Cheerios. We don't know if they're on the same level of.
How about this? Put regular Cheerios in A, then
this is.
I would say swap it.
I'm so confused. Are we putting Apple Toast Cinnamon Crunch in A tier?
Yes.
What is the thing? What is the Cheerios next to it?
This is the one they give the kids. That's not salted.
I was gonna say, why would you put it in A?
My fault. I've actually had those. Those are for the non-salted versions. They're really good. So the A tier is Apple Toast Cinnamon Crunch, Reese's Puffs, Cookie Crisp, Frosted Flakes, and Apple Jacks.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I agree.
Alright. B tier is Trix, Captain Crunch Berries, Crave, and Churros.
What is even Churros?
It's just Cinnamon Toast Crunch Churros.
You should try it. Mm. You should try it. Actually,
it's really good, TJ. It's like the crunch and the milk. Oh, Lord.
All right. C tier.
You're tasting a cinnamon roll in the milk.
No. It's a churro.
Oh.
Yes, with milk.
It's churro mixed
with milk. I didn't know it could work like that. Next time we go to Costco's, whenever we get to go to Costco's, I need churros with milk.
I will never go to Costco's. Not ever.
All right. Fruity Pebbles.
Raisin Bran and Pops. I think you could put the regular Raisin Bran in B tier.
I'm fine with that.
I think since it carried so much of our childhood within school, you could put it in B tier.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I've only had Pops. I don't know who Michael's had Pops.
Right? I tried Pops and that shit was nasty. That was nasty to me.
Pops
is like it's a good measure, but as soon as it gets soaked, it's just I can't.
Yeah, fair enough. No. It doesn't last well in the cereal in the milk.
That was nasty to me. I'm sorry.
All right, now D tier, Kix, Captain Crunch, and Trix. Regular Trix.
And it's not even the original Kix. It's just
now we hating on all Kix. I'll put all Kix in D. Wait, my fault.
Up them in trash.
I'm putting Chex in trash. This is Chex. Chex is trash. All right, moving on.
Now the vanilla. Wait, there's no wafer cereal. Go back.
Yeah. It's all kinds. Go buy you one. I seen
And there's Nutter Butter. Yeah, I have to try the Nutter
Sour
Butter.
Patch Kids. Is that what that is?
That goes in complete garbage.
You could no.
You're just a complete garbage. Jesus.
You could buy the Sour Patch Kid once.
I'm not buying it. That's complete garbage. This is complete garbage.
Now I forgot these Pebbles guys, Cocoa Pebbles, but I don't think people's here has actually had Cocoa Pebbles. I know I've had it once.
Yeah, I've had it maybe like once ever.
Yeah, but never had Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah, I don't think Cocoa Pebbles ever was really popular in our households. So I'll leave them alone. They'll stay down here because I'm not going to rate them. So trash is regular Chex, Lucky Charms because it works well as a chip, Rice Krispies, and Chex.
That's not even the regular Lucky Charms, to be honest with you.
You can maybe move Lucky Charms up to D. Maybe
it's
not trash.
Yeah, it's not trash.
Just put it in C.
Answer this question. Okay.
They're not even the regular Lucky Charms you put there, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that's the different ones, but it doesn't matter because I'm not going to try to get the regular ones. Regular. Listen. So Lucky Charms, right? You're eating it. You're pouring it in your bowl. You put milk in it. how long does it last in the milk?
It's been a minute.
It's a minute and a half.
It's about 30 seconds. You put that in the milk, immediately gets soggy.
That's what I said. It'd probably be like a minute and a half, sir.
Yeah. Not a minute and a half.
So who out here, first, who out here, at least between us, when you have Lucky Charms, will you rather eat it out the box or would you rather eat it in the bowl?
No, I'd rather eat it out the box. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh.
You said bowl?
He said bowl? What?
Yep.
Well, DJ says both, so...
TJ, what you thinking? What you thinking? I'll let TJ be the deciding wheel where I put them.
Yeah, I'd rather eat out the box.
So TJ said he eats out the box, so you know where it goes.
Yeah, they're staying in trash. Alright, let me look over, making sure we didn't have any other ones. All brand cereal. I know mom used to buy that for me, but they're actually bad. Many.
You know, we never did Fruit Loops. I see Fruit Loops marshmallows.
Yeah, we never did Fruit Loops.
I see Fruit Loops.
We never did regular Fruit Loops, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. So what are we doing Fruit Loops marshmallows? Because I've never had it.
That's I never had Fruit Loops marshmallows.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Fruit Loops marshmallows.
Existed, and I never had those.
Pretty much just a sweeter
Fruit Loops.
No, it's honestly.
I don't know. It's a sweeter version of Lucky Charms.
So yeah, so we're gonna skip over that because I will put it in trash, 100%.
No, I wouldn't put it in trash. I'll put it in like at least C. It's really good.
Normal Fruit Loops are A or S for me.
Yeah, normal Fruit Loops is A. I will admit, normal. Fruit
I'll put is okay. A. All right. Normal Fruit Loops. I don't see it right now.
It's down, under the Cheerios. You gotta scroll a little bit. One more. Nope. Down more. Yeah, on that row. To the left. Nope. To the left. Like the fourth from the... Yeah, that one there, yeah.
Alright. So we're gonna put that in. I actually like original Fruit Loops. They last long in the milk. What about original Cheerios? I forgot where they were. Not the Honey Nut Cheerios. Not the one with the B, but the, you know, the original ones.
Yeah. I don't know what the box looks like. I forgot.
I just saw it. Everyone knows about the original Cheerios, right? It's not these. I forgot what they look like.
Oh, is it the bottom left one? Is it the bottom left one? The bottom left.
No, that's life.
No, bottom left. Is that?
Nah, that's pumpkin Cheerios? Spice Cheerios. My mom would love that.
Ew. I mean, delicious.
All right. What about all brand cereal? Who's had all brand? I know one of us has.
All brand?
No. All brand.
Nope.
Is it just Raisin Bran without the raisins?
No, it's actually healthy cereal. Just healthy cereal. I know Raisin Bran Crunch, I've had it. I don't really know the difference between regular Raisin Bran and normal Raisin Bran. I just want to make sure that's it. No one's had Nutter Butter cereal. Definitely not TJ.
I don't. What?
What? Auntie's allergic.
Yeah.
Well, Honey Nut Cheerio, okay.
Not a bird.
Okay. Alright. And Boo Cereal. This is Boo Cereal. This just came back out. But I think that's the Wayne's generation.
Possibly. I don't know.
I'm unsure. Anyway, so this is the new thing. We have Fruit Loops A tier. Right?
Yeah.
Would we put it behind Apple Cinnamon Toast Crunch or above or in front of it?
No. Wait, which one?
Fruit Loops in front of this or?
It is in front of Apple Cinnamon, whatever the crap that thing is called.
Wow. So, okay.
No, I'm just saying.
Because I'm looking at the list. I feel like Reese's Puffs is better than Fruit Loops, for sure. I've never had Cookie Crisp, so that's a whole different thing.
Huh. Yeah, Cookie Crisps, I never had.
All right. So. We're going to leave it as is. I'll download it. I'll send a picture. This will be posted on the YouTube page. That'll be for later. But yes. So let me stop streaming. Okay. And. All right. Everyone want to turn their camera on to say goodbye?
No.
All right.
Crazy. Wild. That was such the fastest snow ever.
TJ so said no. He's just like,
hey, look, bye.
Wait, hold on. Whoa.
That was bad quick.
TJ pop up for 1 minute. If that.
Yeah. I had my screen time earlier.
You got your screen.
2024 graduate.
Michael, they legally they can't fail you. Please put that down.
That's messed up. That.
No, I can't come to your podcast ever again.
Oh, it's our podcast. Oh, Michael.
So.
TJ's the same way.
TJ, we're protesting.
What are we protesting?
Again?
We're protesting.
What are we protesting?
This man is being shameful.
He really said they are legally not. That's crazy. Imagine being legally not being told that you can't fail this person.
Legally. That's why I can't be a teacher. I walk in, this kid's stupid.
You don't want to be a TA assistant either.
Technically he is.
I was already a TA.
So was I.
Yeah, them kids bad.
That's fair.
All right.
Okay. Bye. All
right.
Bye, have a good time.
Have a good time. Boom. Peace out.
Later.
Bye-bye.